today's first reading give us base for the gospel. So we see Moses then praying for Israelites as they are fighting against Amalekites. And he goes tired and he cannot keep his hands raised up. So Aaron and Hur comes to help him. And they sit him on the stone and they keep his hands stressed so he can keep praying. It's a very powerful image because it's also connected to our lives. Imagine that Ben and Hur will not be there. Or they will say, well, let's just stand on different sides of the hill and we'll pray together from different places. It would not work because Moses had to keep his hands raised up. He couldn't do it without their own help. And now, how many times when we go home, we start praying the meal before meal together, and we let kids go pray in their own rooms, the wife pray in other room, husband pray somewhere else. How often we really pray together as a family. It's not enough for us as a family to pray separately and have time for prayer. As a family, we need experience to get together, not only before meal, on the evening or morning, and pray together. Because together we experience this new kind of unity in God's presence that is not really easily to be experienced when you pray on your own. We need to pray together. And then second, Hur and Aaron, they had to help Moses when he was praying. He could not do it without them. And this is also image of our community on the bigger scale. I cannot do everything on my own as a Moses. I need you, my Ben and Hur, who help doing God's ministry. And it's not just, you know, about the luxury and being volunteers that I can do something for this parish. It's our obligation. It's expected from every one of us to spend time working for God's kingdom. And yes, it is supposed to make us tired. It is supposed to happen when you don't have time to come and serve this community. Because it's not only for volunteers, it's for every one of us. So we can together reach those who are in need and proclaim the gospel to others. By myself, I cannot do too much. I need you, all of you, to help spreading God's word for his kingdom. And third, it really strikes me that image that as Moses have his hands stretched, praying, maybe this way, I don't know which one way, but as he has his hands stretched, praying to God for the Israelites, there is new Moses who has his hands stretched for us, Jesus Christ. We see him on the cross, he's always with hands stretched for us. He's nailed there because this is the image remind us that he's always praying for us before God. He's always interceding for us before God. He's high priest who always prays for his people. And we are never on our own. This is why Jesus says the parable about the widow to pray without being weary. Because he is praying already for us. The widow, for me, we can find many explanations how to see her. What speaks to me, was bothering for last week, is to see that God is that widow who comes to me and you, who are the judge, who often is not afraid of people, neither God. And he is coming as that widow, and coming and knocking to our doors, asking us, let me come to your life. Help me be part of your life. Make this inconvenience and treat me seriously and give me justice. And as God, as the unjust judge, gave justice to that widow and defended her, when to let God give justice and let Him be really part of our lives. And we know that it's not really easy to pray without being wary, because prayers are difficult. It's difficult to find time for prayers first, and it's difficult to pray trusting God. Because how often we still have doubts. We pray for somebody, for some intentions, and how often we really are not sure that this will happen the way we want it to happen. Well, as Jesus said, God hears the prayers of His chosen one, and we are His chosen one. So the step of faith that we need to make, kind of come closer to Him, is when we pray, to also praise Him. Because first He intercedes for us already, as a Moses for His people. And second, He's praying for us. He wants us to pray. And He is giving us the best. It is difficult. It is difficult to praise Him when tragedy happens. It is difficult to praise Him when things don't go on our own way as we want it to happen. It is difficult to praise God when it's just not really good. But praising Him all the time is a sign of my faith, because I know that He is still my God. He's praying for me. He's interceding for me. Am I not alone? And He will do His best, and He will accomplish His work to bring me to the best place in my life. Last week I mentioned about, I was talking about being thankful, how we need to be more thankful as the 10th leper who came back to Jesus and praising Him and glorifying Him in loud voice. This is what we need to do too. Still, we won't find answers for every question we have. Still, Jesus won't fix every problem we have. But He is our God anyway. So let's focus this week on trying to praise Him more. Seeing small things, or even without reason. Because we don't have to praise God for something. This is quite, I would say, not egoistic. God deserves praise because He is God. End of the sentence. And if we won't be doing that, we'll really be keeping ourselves in the distance from Him. Because giving Him praise because He is God is that one of the few ways to let Him come closer, to let that widow come closer and let Him be present in the way He wants to be present in my and yours, your life.